Welcome to another edition of Run Talk SA, hosted by Mr. Active, David Katz, where we chat everything to do with running from a South African perspective. Don't forget, you can be in touch too. Just search for Run Talk SA on social media.
Welcome to this week's edition of Run Talk SA, and Merry Christmas to you if you did celebrate what is a fantastic time of the year in South Africa. Lots of festivities going on, and of course, New Year's to come up at the end of this week, and then we're into 2016, on upon us very quickly. This is our last podcast for the year and for a while, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Terence Fruchtman onto the show. He's a man, anyone who's done trail running will know the name. If they don't know the name, they will know the face, and they'll know the name of his company. It's Adventure Life SA. Terence, first of all, Merry Christmas and welcome onto the show.
Thank you very much, David, and Merry Christmas to you as well.
Now, Terence, I know you were stuck up in Johannesburg over the festive season. I've been following you on social media, but I wouldn't say stuck. You've got around a little bit in these holidays.
I have definitely. I have a bit of a thing where I can't sit down for more than an hour. So over the festive season, I've kept myself quite busy with various trail runs, sort of just general training, various mini expeditions or adventures in Magaliesburg, whitewater kayaking, that sort of a thing. So I have definitely been busy, but in a good way.
Now, Terence, I've been following a bit, and you've been doing a bit of clerfing, and you've been doing it with the likes of Reino Grissel, and we all know what a phenomenal athlete he is in the mountains. And Magaliesburg, for a huge amount of people who do trail in and around Johannesburg and Pretoria, it's on our doorstep, and not just for clerfing. There's some fantastic places to see and run in the Magaliesburg.
There are definitely. I have done some wonderful things with Reino recently. Purely based off a philosophy that he has, that we shouldn't be so upset about what we don't have and sort of start to enjoy the things we do have, and that is the Magaliesburg. So as a result of that, we've done one or two clerfing expeditions together, just got out there, really had fun, experienced the mountains in a peaceful, non-stressful training way. And we've also in the process done a couple of projects together, which have been really cool. Our most recent was just sort of getting out with a bunch of friends and taking on a clerf in the Magaliesburg. And we literally set out with the goal of just having fun, and that's exactly what we did.
Well, I definitely think I'm going to have to join you guys on one of those expeditions. I love clerfing, and the pictures I've seen are amazing. So people who live in and around Gauteng, it looks like a great adventure to be had. Terence, I want to go now back to your company. You're a photographer by trade at Adventure Life SA, and you take some phenomenal shots. I've sort of worked with you in a sense over the last three Old Mutual Wild Series events at the end of 2015, and you know, every day we treated to a slideshow of some phenomenal pictures. But it's a great story, and it's, you knew from a very young age that this is what you wanted to do.
It is. I wouldn't say a very young age, but I started playing with my dad's camera sort of mid-teens and never really put it down. And it just sort of snowballed. I had a passion for the outdoors, and it got to a point where I could afford a camera. I quit my job and just gave it a go. And before I knew it, within a year and a half, I found myself quite busy. So it's been an incredible journey, and I thoroughly love the people that I've met at the various trail races, trail events, and I really could not wish for a better job.
Now, fantastic events, having done three of them, having done Montesource's Challenge, having done the new one, Kruger to Canyon, and then Golden Gate, which was probably my favorite one. And there's such a vibe around these events that are phenomenal, obviously put on by Wildlands. And just for you as a photographer, yes, you're not racing it, but you're getting up into those mountains, you're getting out there. And as you've said, so you almost get to pick up on what is an incredible energy.
Absolutely. The Wild Series events are something else. Probably the best organized events I've ever been to. And you can definitely feel that energy. And it's a wonderful thing to think that I'm a part of giving off that energy by providing, some great images. I don't always think they're great, but you know, in the end, regardless of the outcome, I can't complain. I get to be out there. I get to run trail and at the same time carry my camera gear and take some photos of the runners who thoroughly enjoy it. And I think it's a real privilege to be a part of these events and know that people love them purely because of the amazing team that puts them together. And that includes everyone in the World Series teams, any other events, and in this case, the photographers as well.
Well, having done those events, shooting on a GoPro for the TV production and having done podcasts at the same time for Old Mutual Live, I really agree with you. Being able to do that and be part of it is really something special. When you look at shots, though, Terrence, and you're out there on the mountains, what sort of images are you looking for? What catches your eye?
Sure, that's a tough one. It's a challenge. I'm a real fan of the real running shot. And I say the real running shot because you can see the difference, and that's a specifically stride look, a little bit of angle and mountains in the background. I can never get enough of those. I've sort of seen a lot of them through other pro trail runners and photographers, and it's sort of become a passion of mine to find that perfect trail runner shot, which includes stride, mountains, angle, and everything like that. Another great thing is perspective and trying to be able to tell a story through the perspective of the mountains, and that's the size of them and how fortunate we are to be out in these great big open spaces, sometimes vulnerable to elements, sometimes a little safer than other races, but just to give people an idea of those who aren't trail running, what trail running is about through an image is the ultimate goal, whether it be through that running shot or through that incredible mountain landscape with a tiny little runner in the corner of it. I think it's just great just to be out there and just taking photos regardless of what the day ends up being like.
Well, photography always is a great way to showcase and just really sell events, and some of the stuff that I saw beforehand really sold the Wild Series to me. But looking at other events, other things you've been involved with, what have been some of your highlights to be involved with?
Oh, shucks. There are a couple of amazing events I was a part of this year. Trail Lab has definitely been one of them, which is a unique concept of training runners. Any sort of the KZN trail running series I've thoroughly enjoyed. They're always a real highlight purely because of the vibe about them. Everything's incredibly well organized but not overdone. They're just relaxed and you really feel like you're out in the mountains just enjoying a good weekend with friends. I got a last minute call to photograph Skyrun, which was an incredible honor. I didn't think that call would come for another year or two, and I ended up racing down there to assist. And that was a real experience. That was a big highlight in terms of managing myself, weather, and sort of making sure that I capture the shots that I needed. And now just being able to cool off and enjoying the Michalisberg, a local mountain range that I plan to explore a lot more in the future. That's a real privilege. Not many people have access to it, or know the right way to access it. I guess anyone could access it, but knowing the right way to do that, and just getting out and enjoying it.
Now, Terrence, you talked about going to Skyrun, a phenomenal race. A lot of the pro trail runners, they really do sort of target on it, but this year, something special again. Bruce Arnett, I think it was a record extending 13th win. He is something special.
Yeah, he's another athlete altogether. I remember chatting to him at the end of one of his races where he pretty much built up the extent of 200Ks over 3 weeks after not running for what he said was about 6 months and coming first in a 50K trail. And his reason being was muscle memory. And to think that he's only done probably 6 months worth of training for Skyrun and to go and push in and run a very good race on his side, and do his best time ever for his 13th win. I think that's incredible. A hell of an athlete, really is.
And a week later, of course, going on to finish second at Lesotho Ultra. So it tells you all about how incredibly strong Bruce Arnett is. Terrence, you need to have a certain level of fitness to do what you do. You are moving around those mountains most of the time. You are on foot. How do you keep fit?
Well, if anyone actually asked me, I'd say I don't. I'm not nearly as fit as I'd like to be or as fit as top athletes. But my training generally involves a lot of short runs, purely because from the photography side in the mountains, I stop, take a photo, spend 10 minutes at the location, and then have to move at quite a rapid pace to the next location. So I do focus a lot on shorter runs, many, many shorter runs, and then every weekend or so, if it's not an event, I'll try to get out into the mountains and do a long down the feet because as a photographer at events, you're covering from an hour or two before the first runners head off to the last runner comes in. And often that's a day of about 14 hours on your feet, which definitely takes its toll. So the combination of the two work really well. In addition, I do kayaking once or twice a week, depending on how the week goes, and just any sort of fitness in general. Lately, I have done a lot of leg fitness just to make sure that I can keep up, and leg strength is a big part of my training.
Terence, lastly, I just want to ask you, you know, looking at these events, looking at trail running, for road runners out there listening to this podcast now that have ummed and ahed about trail, they're a little bit scared of maybe the single track and it might be too daunting. What would you tell them? What is the essence behind trail running?
Freedom, I think. I think it's the idea of being able to get out there and get away from the city and hunt for that feeling of being free. That's why I love the mountains, and I think that's why a lot of other trail runners do. We're very fortunate to have vast open spaces in South Africa. And when you're actually in them and you decide to let go of the cell phone, let go of the cities, you realize as a first time trail runner or as a Bruce Arnett or Reino Griesel, you can't escape or you can't deny that feeling of freedom that you want. It really is something incredible, and I urge any road runner out there to get off the road, hop on a trail in a local nature reserve or botanical gardens, and just start to experience it, and you'll slowly realize how much you love the idea of being out there.
I totally agree with you, and just looking at the Montesources challenge this week, to go up there to be running in snow, it's second to none. It is an experience you'll never get on the road, and there is scope for runners to do both throughout their lives and their careers. Terence, thank you very much. It's been great chatting to you. If people want to find out more about what you do or follow you or see some of your pictures, how do they do so?
I've got two accounts on both Twitter and Instagram. The first one is Adventure Life SA, where I post just basically event pictures, my sort of top 10 from each event, and then I move on to the next event. That's Adventure Life SA on both Twitter and Instagram. And then Everyday Adventures that I get up to is on my personal account, but also Twitter and Instagram, and that's T. Frugtman, T-V-R-U-G-T-M-A-N. Give me a follow, interact with me. I'm more than willing to help people get out onto the trail, spend some time, or in fact, maybe even guide people into how to get into the Magaliesberg. That's the best way.
Well, Terence, thanks again so much for your time. All the best for the new year, and really do love those shots you do take up in the mountains and across any adventure races you do. So I'll let you get out to go find your next adventure. Thanks for listening to us on Run Talk SA in 2015. Runners, we'll see you in 2016. It's, of course, going to be another action-packed year of running, no matter what you're doing, from 5 kilometers to some of the biggest ultras in the world right here in South Africa.
Thanks for listening to this week's Run Talk SA. We love hearing from you, so check us out on social media. Just search for Run Talk SA or email podcast@runtalksa.co.za. You can also advertise your race on our platform. Just go to runtalksa.co.za/race to find out more.